From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, the 12th day of February 2014. I'm Philip Grant. Well, the weather is front and center on the news today as the National Weather Service in Albany has declared a winter storm warning for western New England and mid-Hudson Valley and eastern Catskills beginning at 7 a.m. Thursday, February the 13th, to 10 a.m. Friday, February the 14th. A snowfall accumulation of 8 to 14 inches is forecast. Snow will begin to fall during the morning hours on Thursday and persist into Thursday night before diminishing on Friday morning. Dangerous travel conditions are expected on Thursday into Friday morning. Blowing snow across the higher terrain could further hamper travel. The temperature readings will be in the 20s. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day with a high near 24 degrees, with a wind chill value as low as minus 14. For Wednesday night, a slight chance of snow after 4 a.m., increasing clouds, low around 14. The chance of precipitation for today is 20%. We'll run down the long-range forecast in a moment, but first, let's take a look at the local news. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that on Monday, February the 10th, the Health Services Committee of the Greene County Legislature heard from anti-styrofoam activist Charles Lake, who asked the legislature to consider a countywide ban on styrofoam food containers. Lake appealed to lawmakers to follow the example of more than 100 other communities statewide and ban the use of styrofoam as a food container for environmental and health reasons alike. Lake said the toxicity from styrofoam is exactly like the toxicity from tobacco smoke. In 2011, the Department of Health and Human Services National Toxicology Program listed styrene as, quote, reasonably anticipated to be a human carcinogen, unquote. Health Services Committee Chairwoman Patricia Handel of Durham said she and other committee members will have to research the issue before considering any act. That is a story that you will find in today's Daily Mail. William J. Kimball reported in the Daily Freeman that the Catskill Town Board is considering whether to demolish a vacant two-story house at 285 Hamburg Road. The structure was discussed during a public hearing last week, with Town Code Enforcement Officer John Cashin noting that there had been significant deterioration during the last 2 years. Cashin said the house is unsecured and must be either taken down or substantially secured. The property is owned by Jerome Sterrett of New Baltimore. According to neighbors, the house has been unoccupied for at least 12 years. Sterrett has 30 days to respond. That is a story that you will find in the Daily Freeman. Finally, Casey Steeler is reporting in the Capital Confidential that the full State Board of Regents had second thoughts about the proposed reform to the Common Core implementation as announced by the Regents P-12 and Higher Education Committees on Monday. The plan provided a mechanism that would allow teachers whose evaluations are imperiled by low student test scores to claim the deficient scores were due to improper professional development and material. That initial proposal was tabled until the Regents' April meeting. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo called it yet another delaying action for teacher evaluations and assigned the Regents' capacity and performance needs to be examined. On Tuesday, Cuomo said in an interview with Capitol Press Room Susan Arbetter that a teacher's evaluation system has been in the works since 2009 when it was included in the state's bid to receive federal Race to the Top money. He said, and I quote, "Every year there's another excuse and another problem. Enough is enough. Government is supposed to perform. Effort is nice. Trying is nice. Results are better, and we haven't had results," end quote. That is a story that you will find in the Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. So it's another week and another winter storm warning from the National Weather Service. This one will begin at 7 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, February the 13th, and last till 10 a.m. on Friday, February the 14th. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day with a high near 24 degrees, wind chill values as low as minus 14. For Wednesday night, a slight chance of snow after 4 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 14 degrees. The forecast for the next 3 days on Thursday, snow mainly after 10 a.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 31 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 90%. New snow accumulations of 3 to 7 inches are possible. Thursday night, snow again with a low around 23. The chance of precipitation for Thursday night is 80%. On Friday, a chance of snow before 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 37 degrees. Friday night, a chance of snow showers, cloudy with a low around 24. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 29 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 5. The sun rose this morning at 6:54 a.m. and will set at 5:24 p.m. The length of the day, 10 hours. And 30 minutes. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the 12th day of February 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.